Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard forces have seized a foreign oil tanker accused of smuggling oil just days after an oil tanker based in the United Arab Emirates disappeared off trackers in Iranian territorial waters. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the latest.
The Panamanian-flagged oil tanker MT Ria stopped transmitting its location near Keshem Island, which has a Revolutionary Guard base on it. Iran state television did not identify the seized vessel or nationalities of the crew, but said the oil tanker was involved in smuggling some 264,000 gallons of fuel from Iranian smugglers to foreign customers. The seizure of the ship does not immediately appear to directly target any one particular country and shows the Revolutionary Guard cracking down on illegal smuggling of Iranian oil. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Donald Trump spoke to a crowded arena in the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday evening. The president addressed the controversy surrounding his recent tweets aimed at four freshman congresswomen that some have deemed racist. While Trump was specifically speaking about Representative Ilhan Omar, who was born in Somalia, the crowd began chanting, "Send her back."
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screens.
Omar responded late Wednesday to those who have repeatedly suggested the U.S. citizen go back to her native Somalia. She tweeted to Trump, "I am where I belong at the People's House, and you're just gonna have to deal." A Japanese fire official says at least 23 people are presumed dead and more missing after a man set fire at a famous animation studio in Kyoto. More than 30 people are critically hurt after the attack in the Kyoto animation studio. This is VOA News. Protests against the governor of Puerto Rico turned violent again on Wednesday. Police fired tear gas at protesters